Bob Enzer is Leon County Clerk of Court and President of the yet-to-be-built Florida Center for Performing Art and Education. More than $4 million from a local hotel tax was originally intended to fund art centers like Enzer's in Tallahassee before the county commission redirected it. But he says a performing arts center is a crucial economic development tool.
And I can't find any city anywhere in the country that doesn't have a performing arts center that would be on my list of places that I want Tallahassee to be like.
But commissioners who voted against funding the arts center say there wasn't enough private funding to justify government dollars. Chairwoman Kristen Dozier says she and other members didn't have confidence in the center's ability to attract investment.
But for my part, I was never comfortable with the numbers that were coming back to us. And I think the sales tax committee might have had the same feeling, and others have as well.
The proposed art center is not the first instance of a Tallahassee venue struggling to raise money. The Mary Brogan Museum of Art and Science closed last year after failing to make financial ends meet. When enough private money didn't materialize, the Brogan sought public funds, yet it still closed in debt. Former Chief Operations Officer Trish Hansen says the problem wasn't a lack of visitors, but rather the Brogan stretching itself thin with too many projects.
I think a lot of it is that the Brogan Museum tried to do too much, meaning they try to be everything for everyone.
Hansen believes there's an audience for art centers in Tallahassee, but they need organized and carefully planned programming to draw those audiences in. The Brogan's failure and the nixing of the Performing Arts Center raise the question of whether such facilities are necessary with other performing arts venues in the city. Venues like the Civic Center and Florida State University's 1,100-seat Ruby Diamond Concert Hall.
We should never assume that we're always going to have access to Ruby Diamond Concert Hall.
That's Tallahassee Symphony Executive Director Mandy Sauer. She says the symphony currently plays at Ruby Diamond, but she's not happy with the limited availability.
So clearly, when we look to the future, we need to be thinking long-term about where we might move our concerts were we ever asked to leave that venue.
And cities smaller than Tallahassee have thriving performing arts centers. Clayton County, Georgia, Fine Arts Director Monica Wiley says her local center hosts school and community shows.
We believe in the fine arts, and I believe that's why it's so successful, because our community supports us.
Clayton County's Performing Arts Center is primarily funded by the county and school district, in contrast to the Brogan and proposed Tallahassee Arts Center, which relied heavily on private funds. Wiley said even when the economy dipped and schools looked to cut costs, the County Arts Center continued to thrive because of its importance to the Clayton community.
That's the pride of the county, is what we do in fine arts.
Leon County may not be ready to fund a Tallahassee Arts Center, but former head of the city's Council on Culture and Arts, Peggy Brady, says the Brogan Museum's failure to reel in private money shouldn't be a warning for investors looking at potential arts venues.
So I think right now, until that perception is defeated and real facts are looked at, I think that's going to have to be what is overcome before the efforts can be successful.
Brady believes Tallahassee will have a performing arts center in the future. Meanwhile, Dozier says the county is considering selling the lot that would have housed the proposed arts center. For WFSU News, I'm Donald Debevoise.